NPR's business news starts with plunging profits for banks. Government data show the income for U.S. banks overall fell by 25% last quarter. That's because so many homeowners are defaulting on mortgages and credit card and car loans. Bad economic news like that has had a counterintuitive effect on the stock market this week. If there's bad economic news, it might mean there could be an interest rate cut, and investors desperate for some good news picked up on a hint from the Federal Reserve that it may indeed cut interest rates again. And then Wall Street saw its biggest two-day rally in 5 years. That sent the Dow Jones Industrials up over 300 points yesterday alone.